This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kunnison with Noah Lim and Kusu Chuang in the studio this morning. We've got a poll running on Twitter right now. Have you noticed more vacant shop lots in your neighborhood? And if I take a look, we've got about 118 votes with 73% saying yes and about 27% saying no. That's a very high majority in the yes camp there. So the MCO, since started on March 18, has left many stores at commercial areas vacant and businesses shuttered. Many commercial hotspots in the Klang Valley have been badly affected as a result of the shutdown aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19.
You know, these businesses were forced to close down because they could not afford the high rental rates, right? And also in the early part of the MCO, you know, depending on their businesses, they couldn't operate. And so all this decline in income, and I don't think many businesses managed to get rental-free deal from their landlords.
Yes, and before the restrictions, mature businesses districts in Klang Valley, such as Subang Jaya, Thai Pine Commercial Centre, SS18, SS15, Petaling Jaya's SS2, had an occupancy rate of about 90% compared with newer business districts. But now many are deserted with the government's new short-term recovery plan, Penjana in tow. What can we expect here going forward? For more on this, we have on the line with us Lim Boon Ping, President of the Malaysian Institute of Estate Agents. Boon Ping, our channel checks have found an increasing number of vacant shop lots in hotspot areas like Bangsa, Subang, and Damansara. Is this just the beginning of a downtrend?
I think the key word that you actually used just now is the word a hotspot. So these are actually the hot areas. We need to actually look at this particular trend in two perspectives. First of all, it is the demand and supply. So what you will notice is in all these more what we call hotspot or commercial hotspot or the more matured area, there isn't any more new supplies of shop houses coming into the market. So, but the demand will still remain there, and of course, recently the demand is badly affected by the COVID-19. So, so first of all, the demand and supply. The supply is still a lot more. Supply is still very limited. So number two, we need to look at the profile of the owner. The owners of these sort of properties, they are definitely not from the B40, and they are not also from those M40 as well. Most likely, they are from the top 20 group of people in Malaysia. So these people actually has a much stronger power of holding on the properties. So I'm just looking at this particular situation as a COVID-19 wave. Yeah, and you will notice many of these shops that actually closes down are more of those trending shops, which are relatively new in the market, like those bubble tea and stuff. So they may not be able to go through these challenges.
From your members, do you have a sense on the level of inquiries as to these empty shop lots?
First of all, you will definitely see a lot of agents putting up signboards for rent on those properties. They are receiving a lot of inquiries, but probably due to the COVID-19, it will probably take a couple of months for these new stocks to be filled up. But then again, we do have to understand one thing. The fact that I mentioned just now that there isn't any new supply in those areas. So eventually, it will be filled up, especially in the hot area.
Boon Ping, how have landlords been able to respond to the pressures faced by their tenants? Have they been able to lower rents, for example, or to give some other kind of mitigation measures?
Well, from what we experienced so far, majority of the owners are quite empathetic. They are willing to adjust. Many of them are willing to adjust the rental. Of course, the rental adjustment can range from 10% to even 50%. But then again, there are also some situation where the owner just say, no, I don't care. I'm not going to adjust the rental. So when this situation happened, we actually seen cases where the tenant actually decided to move out from this particular current location to a cheaper location.
Right. And Boon-Bing, we've also seen a rise in e-commerce, and this is reflective of the slump on retail over the past few years, now further compounded by the pandemic. How has this affected commercial hotspots? And do you think we'll see less new ones, perhaps some even shutting down for good?
The impact from e-commerce on commercial property is not new. It's nothing new. It happened for past these years already. It's just that, like you mentioned just now, probably due to COVID-19, the impact now is so much stronger. And if you ask me the impact on the commercial shop lot, I would actually say not so much probably on the commercial shop lot, but it has much more impact on the shopping centers instead. A few reasons why I'm saying this, but it still basically goes back to the fundamental of demand and supply. Like I said, all the mature areas, mature hotspot commercial areas, there isn't any more new shop lots. So the supply is very, very limited. Yeah. But if you look at the shopping centers, yes, I think there is a oversupply of shopping centers, especially in the bigger cities of Malaysia. So when this second wave of this e-commerce come in, you're going to see a lot of transformation on the shopping centres for sure.
The Penjana package this time round focuses on residential homes like RPGT and stamp duty exemption. Is that enough to jumpstart transactions? And what more could be done for the real estate industry as a whole?
Well, of course, there's more things that the government can do. Firstly, I have to say that immediately when the Penjana started, we as an agent from the ground, we already feel it. We immediately can feel there are more inquiries from both the buyer and sellers, and even from the tenants and stuff. So we definitely feel it immediately. As with the what are the things that government can do? Well, we as agent, we cover both primary market and secondary property market. So many of the what we call the Penjana policies right now is actually more on the primary projects, things like the HOC, the stamp duty and stuff, waiver. So we would like to urge the government to also extend this stamp duty waiver to the secondary properties, because we think that the buyer, especially the first-time home buyer, should be given a chance to choose their dream home. It must not necessarily be the primary market, but they can also choose to buy from a sub-sale property.
Boon-Bing, have there been any particular areas that have garnered interest in terms of residential?
I think for those places which are more densified, so I won't purposely name any of the areas, but those areas which are quite dense, very high density of population, usually these areas will have no issues, especially in terms of demand. Even on the KLCC area, we have heard people closing a lot of deals, even during the MCO. So I think the demand is still there, locally and internationally.
Right. And have prices come down for residential with the pressure coming in from the disruption we've seen?
Well, first thing for sure, the property market did not crash like what some people actually expected. Mainly because, number one, the property holding cost is very low because of the bank interest rate is very low. Secondly, due to the moratorium loan deferment offered by the government. So these two actually added the holding power to the current owners now. So we did not really see a lot of owners started to throwing off their property like what happened back in 97 financial crisis, where the interest rate went more than 10%. So it is a very totally very different scenario right now. And this is also the reason why we don't really see a lot of a big price movement, a price reduction. No, we don't really see it yet.
All right, Boon-Ping, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Lim Boon-Ping, president of the Malaysian Institute of Estate Agents there. Although we were focusing on the commercial lots, we ended a little bit on the residential side there. But just taking a look at our poll, as I mentioned earlier, nothing's really changed there. 74% said yes, they have noticed more vacant shop lots in their neighbourhoods, with 26% saying no, that they haven't noticed anything. I personally haven't seen any in my area, but maybe I'm just not paying close enough attention. How about you, Noel?
Yes, so I don't see many vacant lots in my area, in the Damansara area, but I think that's the nature of it. So I think he made some, you know, pertinent points. Mature, well-established areas will probably still have see support in demand. But one thing I know, like if you look at SS2, it's also mature, it's fairly affluent, but SS2 more actually didn't do well pre-COVID-19. So it also depends on your offering.
Yeah, I think there's a distinction to be drawn between mall owners and shop lot owners, right? Unless you're like an MCorp, which is a strata title owned, you know, obviously shop lots are owned by individuals. And in what Boon-Ping was saying, a lot of these shop lots are owned by quite affluent individuals who have holding power. Not often you have to, because, you know, your down payment on a shop lot is about 30-40%. So you're already in that band of people who do have a holding power. And as you were saying, within the densified areas, quote unquote, a lot of the owners are quite amenable and empathetic to the problems faced by tenants. So I guess these guys see long term, which is why they're quite affluent in the first place.
Right, and definitely something to be paying attention to, especially in our own neighbourhoods. Right now, we're going into a few messages and then the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And when we're back, Noel Lim will be speaking to Andrew Golesnitsynowski, the High Commissioner of Australia to Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.